Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yes, the balloons, everything. I love it. I pulled in the parking lot here at Ravenwood this morning, and the first thing I heard was Duffer. Oh, is this the Hall of Famer who has a birthday today? I was like, I started looking around, like, who is here? And then realized you were talking to me. So thank you for the
shout-out. I almost tripped you up on Ravenwood, right?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
So
because I add a lot of S's, and Paul Hamilton always says, Marty, you put S's in when there shouldn't be, and sometimes you forget them. So I'm automatically adopted into the Latvians now.
And so the Latvians make it to the quarterfinal in the World Juniors. So they're the talk of the tournament. So then when I was voice texting with our group this morning, when I asked about Ravenwood, it came out as Ravenswood. And I'm like, I didn't say that.
Ravenswood.
So now it's Ravenswoods in honor of the Latvians and their, you know, step forward at the World Juniors.
See, but the problem
and
is
then
that
you said that when Bob Hartley used to coach Latvia.
They called him Bob's Hartleys. And this is a story Gordon Miller said on TSN during the tournament at a game with Latvia was playing. And he said, there's a lot of S's in the Latvians' names.
Yeah.
And, I mean, we have Zemgis Girgensson. So
last year at the Worlds, it was Marek Smitens, which is one of my absolute favorite Latvian names. But there are very, Smitens, very few names when you look at an international roster for them. It would be so far in the minority for both the first and last name to not have an S on the end. So, anyway, all that aside, it is perfect timing for us to be able to be here and enjoy the day.
I'm just thinking of one name, and I need to bring it up.
Yeah.
Irbe. Like, Arters. Are you Latvian?
Arters.
Arters Irbe. I-R-B-E. Irbe.
Right, but he's got the S on Arthur.
He got the S on Arters, but yes, Irbe. But he definitely owned his Latvian passport because he represented them at World Championship and everything, and he was great and what a wonderful guy.
Once again, as you know, this is the unscripted version of Sabres Live from the Amherst Alumni Tournament at Ravenwood. It's been you as a proud member of the alumni must have even more appreciation for days like today because I would assume you see so many people that have remained so true to this organization from the moment they arrived as a player and have now gone on literally decades post-playing career.
And the ultimate one for me is Jody Gage, and Jody is here today. So when I came,
Mr. Amherst,
when I came to the Rochester Americans, he was our GM and has been in the organization for so many years. So Jody Gage, Scotty Metcalf was a big part of my development my first year in Rochester. He was one of the veteran. So many life lessons and practice lessons I've learned from the matter. So there's been a ton of them. And I saw Randy Cunningworth and John Cristiano walking in. And so when Cunny first joined the Amherst, not as a coach yet, but as a player assistant coach, Brian McCutcheon was coaching and John Cristiano was an assistant coach. So I saw them walking in too. So a lot of familiar faces for sure.
Steve Langdon is always a huge part of this, has been forever. And nice to see him here today as
well.
We're
also going to get Coach Seth Appert here. So as we're talking about.
Like right now?
Like right now. He's got the headset on and everything.
So he is willing to have a hair out of place to put the headset on.
He doesn't have a hair out of place though.
Anyway.
The only problem with Seth is he's got the white shirt. He's on Team
White,
so we're going to all be looking like Team White. So.
Okay. It's amazing how I chose white shorts today, and then all of a sudden, so now I'm the man from Glad, and that's not a great look for me. But anyway, what is a great look Incredibly so. And this has actually been going on since you played, Marty. But let's dive into just how this season is shaping up for the Amerks from a collector's standpoint. We got wind of this a few weeks ago, and we were very quick to jump on board with the promotion of it, selfishly and otherwise, because it's an amazing look, and we don't want you to miss this opportunity. The Collector's Pack allows you to go to amerks.com/collectorspack, and there are 7 specialty jerseys being worn by the team this year, including Hockey Fights Cancer November 18th, Military Salute January 14th, and Bills Day March 26th. Now, the Collector's Pack gets you tickets to each of the 7 specialty games and tickets to 2 giveaway nights, which have not been announced yet, and free tickets to the opener. And if you were following closely last season, you would have undoubtedly loved the Bills look from head to toe. And I mean, like, the helmet was maybe the ultimate tie-in to how the jersey looked. So we can't wait to bring you a new look for Bills Day on March 26th. And if you are interested in going to that Bills Day game, we have a Bills Day presale on right now through this evening. Go to amerks.com/Bills Day or go big picture and go Collector's Pack. With that being said, Seth Appert, happy summer continued. How
great
are you?
Great to see you guys. Welcome. Great. Happy birthday.
Happy belated birthday to you.
So goalies, August birthdays.
August birthdays. It's fantastic.
It is fantastic.
The only problem was that I was a kid. It was like the end of summer was approaching.
School was coming.
But at least it was like you have a summer birthday, so you can put a big party together.
I agree with that.
Did it feel like the top guys in your age group were all the early ones, though, the Januaries of the world, or not?
I never paid attention to it.
Good, because I think people obsess way too much about it, and I'm like, Sidney Crosby's 8'7", 8'7", so I don't think you need to worry about the birthday thing.
That's right.
No, I don't think you do. And a funny story about that is how people think. I remember going to preschool with my daughter, and one of the parents asking me, hey, what is your daughter doing next year? I'm like, she's going to kindergarten. And he goes, oh, not my son. I'm holding him up 1 year so that he's an older, like, high school student, and he'll be dominating. Yeah. I'm like, your kid's 5, dude. Like, we don't know what that's going to be.
Probably
like,
won't even be playing sports.
We don't know. Yeah. So when people think that way, it drives me crazy.
Okay, I am holding on to my personal little Amerks depth chart here.
I like that you've made our lines already.
Yeah. Well, I can't ask questions. I can't critique your decision, Seth, unless I've made some on my own. In all seriousness, we did joke about this in and around the draft in Montreal because, of course, that was before free agency kicked in.
Yep.
And we expected some departures, and we also had no knowledge of what some of the veterans would end up doing. How are you feeling right now with the group, especially with how it looks to have been significantly reshaped on the blue line?
Yeah, we like our team a lot. I think Jason Karmanos has done a fabulous job again, like he did last year, of blending how young we are. Mm-hmm. We need to be young. I believe that's how the American League should be, mm-hmm. but especially where our organization is at right now with all the draft picks we've had. So we need to have these young players, but they need the veterans to lead them, to show them the way, to show what it's going to take, to help buy them time until they understand what it's going to take. Like, we all look at Paterka's year, mm-hmm. what a special year he had. But what we forget a little bit is he only had 3 goals at Christmas.
Yeah.
And it took him time. It took him time to learn the habits and the competitiveness and the details that were going to be needed. And having players like Sean Malone and Michael Mersch and Brett Murray and, you know, Mason Yopst back and now Riley Sheehan is signing. And you know, he might be in Buffalo, but you never know, right? Mm-hmm. So those guys are really important to buy time for our young players to understand how to be successful in the American Hockey League.
So how often throughout the summer were you in touch or a phone call or text with Kevin Adams or Jason Karmanos trying to figure out, like, I need to, like, sort it out here. Not just the forwards, the D and goaltending is also a part of it. So they re-signed Malcolm Subban. How often are you staying in touch?
With Jason, it's probably 3, 4, 5 times a week.
Okay.
It's almost every day. He and I have really forged a very good relationship. We can be, you know, very direct and honest with each other, talk about the good, talk about the bad, where we got to get better. With Kevin, it's more once every week or two. But both of them are great to work for, very transparent. My marching orders are very clear of what they want us to create in Rochester, the culture, the attitude, the work ethic, the competitiveness. And I think when you have clarity, from your bosses, it allows you to do your job at a better level. Yeah. And it's what we try to do for our players. We want to provide clarity for our players so they can go do their job at a high level.
So you're saying you follow marching orders? Because that's not something we do on this show often.
My wife said, will probably say I don't always. Okay. You know, I probably do better from Kevin and Jason than from my wife. But I do like, and then when you look at our decor, the amount of offensive firepower from our decor is going to be pretty unique in the American Hockey League this year. And we've already been, me and Webby and Pex have been talking for days about how to utilize that firepower, how we want to play differently to take advantage of our offensive defensemen.
For those that, you know, may have missed it along the way, Lawrence Pilot was, and really good piece by Lance Lysowski again in the Buffalo News last week, just talking about Pilot's desire, like so many, to try to get through the end of last year in the KHL and then get to the next opportunity. And for Lawrence, it's an opportunity to come back to an organization that he knows, but he's in a really good place to be willing to play in Buffalo or Rochester. And when you think of that and his experience, how unique is he among the group that, you know, even though they're young, they have a fair amount of pro experience. How different is Pilot in all of that?
Oh, he's extremely different. He had established himself as a premier American League defenseman.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And a strong call-up guy and a potential full-time NHL player already at a young age. And now he has more experience from his time in Russia. And the thing about Lawrence that you always hear, I didn't coach him, but you hear from the guys that were holdovers from their days with him, is the work ethic and the competitiveness and what a great teammate he is. And then I had Nick Balin, who's from Fredonia at RPI, who's a two-time All-American for us. He played with Pilot the last couple of years in Chelyabinsk, and he raves about Pilot, about the kind of teammate he is and the work ethic and the competes. And so when you have that talent mixed with those other things, it's really exciting to have a guy back in our organization of his caliber, both on and off the ice.
Also, some new players. I mean, Pilot, obviously you didn't coach, but he was with the organization. A guy like Kisikov, for example. Have you done video on him? Are you when he comes in, are you saying, okay, let's sit down and let me show you a few things? Do you have it already prepared?
No, I won't to that. I want to let them play it out before I come in and start doing that. But I've coached against Kisikov.
Okay.
He was an 0-2 on Russia's national team, and I coached in two different tournaments against him when I coached the 0-2s for USA. And he's the type of player, and I felt this way watching video on him as well. He's the type of player, when he whips through the neutral zone, the jersey's flapping. When you're on the other bench, you get a little worried. Like, okay, something good's going to happen. He's a magician with the puck. He's very young, right? Yeah. So guys like Kisikov, guys like Rosin, potentially Kulik, who knows, right?
Cedarquist.
These are really talented players, but they are young. Mm-hmm. And Rosin and Kisikov and Kulik, you know, are 18, 19, and 19. Yeah. And so, like with Quinn had those 15 games the year before that were up and down before he took off. And then Paterka probably had 20, 25 games that was a little bit up and down before he took off. And we have to expect some of those same growing pains before they really get to show their immense talent that they have.
I think it's probably really hard to answer based on the fact that your situation is always going to be impacted by where a big club is at in their development curve. But when you mentioned earlier that ideally you think the American Hockey League should be a younger player's game, do you think in any way the pandemic has opened more eyes to that, because we've had those little windows, those opportunities for guys who would be in junior that have gotten a little taste? Do you think there's a renewed appetite to, you know, we really need to stress young developing players here?
I do. I do think there is an appetite for that. I think the pandemic, that year you didn't sign a lot of veterans, so more kids had to play, showed that they could. And then I think what you need to have happen, and we're not the only example of this, but when you have success like we did last year and you get to the third round of the playoffs and with 19-year-olds and 20-year-olds and 21-year-olds being some of your driving forces, I think that can open eyes around the league that this can be done. You do need veterans. You need the Mershes and the Prowls and the Malones to show the way. But you want to make sure that you have an avenue for your young prospects to play and to flourish.
Now, let me ask you this, because I think of the AHL in my time, and it's like bus trips and getting into Albany or Hershey or Providence at like 4 in the morning and loading your equipment in. And it, during the summertime, we work with some goalies in Buffalo, college goalies, and then they're going to turn pro. And I keep telling them, look, you were at a great program in college. You're going to see the American League's not the same thing. Like, there's a lot of amenities and maybe luxuries that you get at the college, you know, program and some of the top college program. You may not get in the AHL. How do you feel like with you, number one, but also with some of the players that have had to deal with this? Is it part of the adjustment, the 20-25 game adjustment, knowing that, well, you got to learn to sleep on the bus and you got to learn to, like, wake up the next day and play and be sore and play 3-3 sometimes? Like, how does that work for a coach?
That's a big part of the adjustment. Yeah, how do you find a way to help your team win in a game that you don't feel good? Or you're in a 3-4 with a 4-hour bus ride on a Friday night on top of it, or in a 4-5 or whatever that is. In college, more often than not, you feel good in the games because there's only 2 games a week.
Yeah.
And in junior, for these players, more often than not, they're immensely more talented than the players they're going against. And where now you're in the American League and there's everybody's talented and everybody's a borderline NHL player, mm-hmm. and you're playing so many games and travel and all these different things, and you still have to find a way to help your team. And something we talked a lot with Peterka and Quinn in particular about last year, say you're a guy that gets 60, 70 points in the NHL. That's a really good player. Mm-hmm. And those two are capable of that. Well, you're probably getting those 60 or 70 points in 40 to 45, 50 games. Mm-hmm. So that's 30 to 40 games a year that you're not scoring. Mm-hmm. So what are you doing in those 30 to 40 games to help Buffalo win if you're not going to be on the score sheet? And those are the types of things that young players have to adjust to become great pros.
I love that. I used to, Francois Allaire used to tell me, look, as a goaltender, in a 10-game span, you're going to play two. Like A-plus games, mm-hmm. and then you're going to have about 4 or 5 B, and then you have to try to limit the C and D. So maybe you play 7 A-B games, and then there's 3 C-D games. But you're not always going to get your top games.
Right.
How do you find a way? I think that's so important. I love your analogy of juniors. You dominate. So you, even if you're feeling 85%, you're better than the rest
yep.
of them. College, you're rested, and then all of a sudden in the pros, it hits you like a ton of bricks, like, wow, I need to be able to figure a way to provide something to my team, even though I don't have it all tonight.
You have to be valuable.
Yeah.
You have to find a way to have value.
That's great. I love that.
How's your summer been?
It's been great. Thanks. Yeah, thanks for asking. It's, you know,
yeah,
fun.
A little bit of sun.
A little bit of sun. We just got back from the Outer Banks.
Nice.
Every other summer, we go to the Outer Banks with 2 other families, Jeff Blaschel's family being one of them. It's a week on the beach, 3 families, 1 house. The kids now are ranges 18 down to like 10. So the kids are at great ages.
Yeah.
It's been fun. You know, as you guys know that both myself and Mike Weber are away from our families in the season. Mm-hmm. So to spend this amount of time with my wife and our daughters and to watch them do their things, they're soccer players and get to go on vacations and spend that time. But I will say it gets to be this time of the year and I get antsy. I do. I just get antsy. I start watching more and more video. It's awesome that the World Juniors is on right now because, you know, I'm getting my hockey fix a little bit and getting to watch Rosine play and Kulik play and Shodin play and amongst all the USA kids that I coached in that age group. So I am getting antsy to get hockey going again.
How's Blaschel?
Blaschel's good. He's he doesn't have to coach a struggling hockey team anymore, as much fun as it is to be head coach in the NHL. And he gets to go down to be assistant coach on one of the best teams in hockey.
Yeah.
So in Tampa Bay, which is, there's worse places to be. So
we've heard.
Yeah.
They're still pretty good down there, so I think he'll be just fine.
I think it'll be just fine.
You know what? I thought, and you know, this is sideways, but I thought he did a great job with Detroit. I thought it was some leaner years.
It was lean.
But he's kind of set them up in the place now where they are. Fortunately, he's not there to see it through. And coaches have to move around. They've got to be adjustable, so you know the feeling. So he's. I think he'll be fine, and I think he'll do great, and that's. That's all I have to say about that.
Yeah, he's a great coach and a great person. He did what he did there is he didn't lose the culture.
Yeah.
They kept the culture of the Red Wings, and that's going to allow them to get out of that quicker than they would have otherwise.
He had former Amherst Doug Huda as an assistant coach.
We have a drill named after Doug Huda.
Okay.
And I love it because I can just yell it out, and the boys always know exactly what it is. We don't have to go to the board. I just say, Huda! And the boys love it. And they've taken pictures with fans that wear Huda jerseys because of that drill.
Because of the drill?
Yeah.
Which kind of brings it back to what today is all about, right? I mean, when you're talking about alumni, and there will be no shortage of conversation. You're playing, I trust?
I am playing.
Yeah. So, I mean, think of the number of people that you're going to come across, and they're going to bring up names like Doug Huda to you throughout the course of the afternoon. And as a hockey guy, like, you love it, right?
It's the best.
I mean, you just... There's always a connection, so somebody's going to bring up a name that they will not know is in some way connected to you, right? Like, that's just the nature of it.
Ray Maluda's here today, right?
Okay,
and so Ray Maluda was our team leader at a U17 Five Nations event. We spent 3 weeks together in Slovakia. Came up, and there's all these other alums around, and all of a sudden Ray and I have a big warm embrace, and, you know, and nobody knows how you know each other, and but that's hockey, and that's...
Yeah.
These are special days. When you're in the daily grind of coaching, mm-hmm. you're not thinking about the bigger picture stuff. You're not thinking about all the alums and what a great historic franchise this is. You're just trying to get better that day.
Mm-hmm.
But on days like today, it allows you to step back and be a really appreciative of how special of a place Rochester is.
Yeah, and we've been doing this alumni golf event for about a decade.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, especially with what's coming up on the show, Alex Tuck's going to join us. It's always had an area presence on top of an Amherst presence, which I think is really remarkable how it resonates with families that are just hockey families in Western and
Tim
Central
Conley will be here.
Sure,
so Tucky was actually, I saw him earlier and then we'll have him on, but he hasn't seen Tim in a long time. They were neighbors growing up, right, and the whole thing. So that's great. Now, I wanted to know, do you still run in the summer?
I do, yeah,
okay.
5 or 6 days a week.
Wow, because I think I saw you run by the atrium during development camp, going towards the water. And I said, oh, there goes Seth. He's running again. So I didn't know if you took a break or you kept it going.
I keep it going. It's my it's the best mental cleanse I can have. I can't tell you I'm all that fast anymore.
Okay.
But I do usually 6 days a week that I run.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations. That implies that you were fast at one point.
I'm not sure about that either. Faster than I am now. When Tucky comes on, ask him why he didn't come to RPI. Because I recruited him for about 18 months, and then one day Jerry York walked in the building in Syracuse,
and I
put my head down and left, and I was like, I think we just lost Alex Tuck.
Maybe that's a sore subject.
We may pause on that one, but we also know you got to run because tee-off is in mere moments. Thank you so much. And as you know, we've been hyping the collector's jerseys night, so while you make your way out, we're going to remind the folks at home to really dive in on this. This is a great promotion. The Amherst have always been so good with this, and I can't wait for the specialty jerseys that are coming out this season. We've already shown you the Hockey Fights Cancer one for November 18th, the Military Salute on January 14th, and the Bills Day ones, which are an absolute crushing hit in this marketplace. The date for that is March 26th. The Collector's Pack promo includes tickets to each of the 7 specialty jersey games, tickets to 2 giveaway nights, which have not been announced yet, and free tickets to the home opener. It's all available at amherst.com/collectorspack. And if you're really just obsessed with the Bills Day right now, the Bills Day tickets pre-sale happens through tonight on this, you know, day to celebrate the Amherst, as we're here for the Amherst Alumni Tournament, Marty.
And it's a beautiful day. And,
oh,
and more and more people are gathered on the other side of the clubhouse. I can see the golf carts are getting ready to go.
Yeah, we might miss the first hole
two,
but that's fine.
That's all. I missed many 18 holes this summer. I usually play a lot more. So missing one or two today on my birthday, I'm all good with that. As long as they got me a cold beverage out there and maybe some food, I'll be all set. But one thing that Seth just mentioned,
mm-hmm.
when it comes to having the talk with younger players and how long it takes for them to get adjusted, it's something that I like to talk to with kids that I've coached over the years and saying, look, you have to work, even though you're better
mm-hmm.
than a lot of people right now, because at the next step, everybody gets closer in talent. The next step, everybody gets closer in talent. And I think that was a lesson I learned from Danny Briere.
Mm-hmm.
Playing against Danny at the midget age, Danny, everybody gets in, he's really good now, but he won't be at the next level. He's too little. Or he's going to get pushed off. And Danny kind of worked harder than everybody else at midget age to be able to dominate junior. And he worked harder at the junior level to be able to dominate the pro. Like, it was always, he looked ahead.
And it wasn't easy for him.
And it wasn't easy for him. And look at how he turned out to be a fantastic player. But my point is that having a coach like Seth Appert, or a coaching staff with Seth, Webby, Pex, the whole Rochester Americans organization, that sees that it's not just, hey, we're coaching you now,
mm-hmm.
but we're coaching you from what you've been through in your past and where you're going in the future. I think that is a very important part of development that he gets, and I was so impressed with that answer alone, because you're right. Like, sometimes you coach, like, let's say a guy like Kisikov, you're going to coach him, but if you don't know where he's been and where he wants to go, like, you're not fully coaching the player. You're just coaching him in that moment, and that's something that as a coach, you have to have a lasting impression on those players.
You know what just happened to my laptop?
It burned out.
It burned out, yeah. So this is where, you know, we kind of wing it for a few minutes.
That's totally fine.
It's like, are we on the air kind of thing? You know what the funniest?
We've had that. Wait, because it's also, you know, we're in this kind of like my mental frame or whatnot of rethinking of situations.
Uh-huh.
Should I pull my wire out and pull the RJ and be like, I don't hear anything?
Oh, when Razor was talking.
We were going in a pregame show where you kind of sent it off to Razor and RJ to do their setting the game.
Gosh.
And where was the game again?
I want to say it was Philadelphia. And honestly, I don't know if I've cried off camera more than in that 30. It seemed like it was 2 minutes. It was probably only about 30 to 40 seconds. And it was absolutely hysterical.
Well, so people don't know is that when you're like RJ usually has a headset on, mm-hmm. and Razor does as well, or Dan on the press box, but for their TV hit they have the mic, and they or maybe they had the headset on, but anyway, RJ sat down and he sat on his wire and it pulled the wire out of the connector, so he had no idea. No, he couldn't hear anything, and he couldn't even hear himself. So when we went to them,
yeah.
He has no idea that he's on TV. And Razor is waiting for RJ to start. And RJ's looking at Razor like, do you hear anything? Because I don't hear anything. And he's just like, I don't hear anything. He's looking around. And Razor, on the fly, kind of picked it up. And he said, well, as the old man can't hear anything, let's just talk about the Sabres. And it was funniest 30-second in probably my time here with the Sabres broadcast.
Well, did anything happen hockey-wise before we get Alex Tuch in the next segment? And I know we'll also do best and worst of the weekend, and you'll probably dive in on World Juniors. But was there anything else hockey-wise that really jumped out? I mean, we spent, I thought, some interesting few minutes on Friday's show discussing the restricted free agent situation, you know, and look, we're like Seth.
Well, I got a great tweet, by the way, and
yes.
I can't recall who it was from, but I don't know if you have it, but one of our listeners.
This just in, we're still on the air.
We're still on the air. Good. The screen is working. This computer didn't burn out, so that's
Weezy's
good.
The birthday boy from last week is willing to sacrifice his laptop for the good of the company.
Well, his phone's already burned out once today, so that's
true,
the one thing.
Yes.
But I got a tweet, and I'll have to find and give proper credit. Maybe I'll just send him a message.
Mm-hmm.
They do projection as to contracts, and when I projected Jake Oettinger's contract to be possibly on a 2 to 3 year shorter term contract at $4.5 million.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they had projected. And then they also had the long term projection.
It was James Finch.
James
by the
Finch,
way.
Perfect. Yeah. Thank you for finding that.
@J_Finchy1. And I thought he had some really, really cool looking, you know, graphical support.
Short-term and long-term.
Yes, yes.
So if you wanted to see Robertson as well, what mm-hmm. would a short-term and a long-term look like? That was great. So you can definitely go and find that out.
All right, we are live at the Amherst Alumni Tournament. Going to take a timeout in a couple of minutes and then come back with Alex Tuch in a little bit more. After all this time, is there something you feel like you maybe haven't talked about during the course of your career, Amherst-wise? Because we refer to it a lot as it pertains to where players are in the development path right now and coming up with the Sabres. Not to mention, you and Razor have shared an awful lot of funny moments over the years talking about your rise to the top level of the game.
I guess where I would go with this is that the Rochester Americans is not just a team. Mm-hmm. It has a family aspect to it, the boosters. Like,
yes.
I remember getting ready after a Friday night game where we'd get on the bus, and then a few of the boosters would be by the bus, and they'd have the Rice Krispies treats, like, ready for us to take. They had baked those for us to take on the bus. bought, not like the store bought. They had made them, and we'd get on the bus and we'd be crushing Rice Krispies treats. Like, it was unbelievable. We used to do a Amerks at your service dinner every year, where, you know, we would be the ones in tuxedos serving the tables, and we would have to do all kinds of silly things like sing songs and whatnot and skits or whatever it was. It was kind of like a rookie initiation at the same time. But that community aspect of it, and coming back now, you know, to this golf tournament or to Rochester Americans games during the season, and seeing the same people that supported
me. And in Virginia Paddock are the ones that are, you know, most prominent with the Booster Club.
Absolutely.
And were they inducted as Booster Club members in the Hall of Fame? Was it before your year?
It was before my year,
yeah,
I believe.
Very close, though, in induction years. So,
but
yeah.
But these are the people that make Rochester feel special.
100%.
Because, I mean, my brother played in the American League. He played in San Antonio, and then he also played in Hamilton and Springfield, Mass., And I tell him stories about, hey, you know, we had these people around. And he's like, well, we didn't have that in Springfield.
No.
It's different. That's what makes this different.
And that's why it's always so great to be here, and an absolutely perfect day. Alex Tuck will join us next from the Buffalo Sabres as we continue Sabres Live on WGR Sports Radio 550 and MSG.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're back with more of Sabres Live. Presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Great day to be at the Amerks Alumni Tournament at Ravenwood, and we are looking forward to all the specialty jersey nights for the Amerks season upcoming, including Bills Day on March 26th. It's an afternoon affair, and we have a special ticket promo on sale right now through this evening for Bills Day. Now, if you remember, last year's jerseys were amazing, and they are planning to create something a little newer this year for Bills Day among all the specialty jersey nights. Now, I'm going to assume, based on what we learned from Alex Tuck in his first year with the Sabres last year, that he's a reasonably significant Bills fan. Would that be an understatement or spot on? Or
yeah, spot on, I'd say. I'd say I've always followed the Bills growing up. I was always a Bills fan, and it's nice to be even more connected to them. And get to know some of the guys and just see how unbelievable of an organization they have and how much success they've had.
Well, thank you for bringing the red to the occasion.
Yeah,
here.
No, that's well, red, white, and blue, the Bills and Amherst colors. But we'll get to hockey in your summer. But do you pay attention to preseason? Like, were you excited that the Bills won their first preseason game? Are you that fan? Or you're like, it's preseason, I don't care?
Yeah, I wasn't able to watch, sadly. I was in the car, but I did get the notification. I was pretty pumped up about
okay,
it.
Okay, good.
Nice. It was a little bit more high scoring than I was, like, expecting. It is preseason, so.
Okay. A good walk-off, like, field goal. That's good. That's
not bad.
Let's get the fans something to cheer about. So
what has summer entailed for you?
Wedding season. Mm. Oh, weddings all over. No, my fiance is from Vancouver, so we went out and visited her family, and I trained out there for a bit. And
what a hardship.
Oh, terrible, right? It's a beautiful city. It is a beautiful city, just like Buffalo.
Yeah.
It's nice to be back the last few weeks, too. It's been beautiful weather here.
Yeah, it's been great.
But, yeah, four weddings. I think we did three weddings in 2.5 weeks in three different countries.
Wow.
Nice.
Like that?
Teammates? Past teammates?
Yeah, I have two teammates and my fiance's sister and one of my fiance's best friends. So it's been a lot of weddings.
So there's weddings, probably some golfing, and then there's the dogs. Like I saw the NHL actually retweeted on Instagram, repost on Instagram. It's not a tweet. You with your big golden retriever. Like, what's the dogs like? The Tux dogs for the summer. What's it like?
Oh, he's been bouncing around a bit. First of all, that was actually at the vet.
I know, I could tell it was at the vet.
I felt so bad. Like, that's why I was trying to comfort him and stuff like that. But no, it's been good. He's been a lot with so he came to Vancouver with us. We drove out there because of him. We didn't want to put him under. So, we drove out there. That was tough, but he loved it out in Vancouver and, it was perfect weather for him. It kind of rained a good amount, but he loved it wasn't too hot. It's great weather. Came back out here. He's spending a lot of time up in my parents' cottage up in the Thousand Islands. So he does a lot of that on the weekends. We'll give him my parents whenever we have to, like this weekend we had a wedding, so we gave him my parents.
Yeah.
We'll actually meet here in Rochester and do a little handoff right at the Victor.
So it's practice for like when kids come. Like we see that it usually goes from wedding season to then kids, and then so dogs a good practice for that.
Yeah, I don't know.
What's his name again?
Teddy.
Teddy. Now, dog of the year at one point, right? I remember we discussed this on the podcast like almost a year ago now. So
yeah, he was NHL dog of the year. So yeah. I was a proud dog dad there. But he knows it too. He's got a little cocky side to him. He knows it. He knows that most people want to pet him. He's way too fluffy, honestly, for a golden retriever in his age. But he just loves it.
That's amazing. So how about the summer as far as you mentioned the working out in Vancouver, but just kind of the continuation of building the camaraderie, because it certainly ended on a high last year within the group. How would you say that's continued in the off season, if at all possible?
No, it has. I mean, I've been in touch with a lot of different guys. Obviously, I'm still continuing to get to know guys because I've only been on the team for under a year now. So it's still, you're still trying to get to know guys. You're seeing what they do in the summertime, when they go home, when they're coming back in. Owen Power was in 2 weeks ago. He was in. He trained for a week. He was down in Niagara Falls on a little vacation. So he came in and worked out at the gym, and we skated together and skated with Kyle Oposo. He's here for most of the summer, so skated with him a few times already, and guys will start filtering in the next couple weeks from home. So it's been really good. And on a personal note, it's been nice to, for the most part, be healthy during the summer. So summer I actually get to play golf. I get to be in the gym and just trying to build that up. And it's been a really good summer. It's been a lot of fun.
So you're healthy, looking forward to camp, the season. So last week, NHL.com put a few prediction online with the Sabres. They had some point projection. They had some for Dahlin, some for Power, and then they threw you into the mix.
Really?
If I recall, they had projected you at 55 points. Now, I don't know if you set yourself a goal or if maybe you need some motivation. I was over, damn it. I was like right over. I'm like 55. Come on, let's go. So how do you see this season playing out, and do you set goals like that for you for the year?
You know, it's something that I would think that most guys have in the back of their head, but it's nothing that, like, with points and stuff like that, because you want to push yourself on a personal level as much as possible. But I think a lot of it is team-oriented. I have more goals as a team, mm-hmm. To continue our growth as a team and our push towards the ultimate prize going forward in the future. And I think this year is going to be a huge step forward. And I'm more excited to see some of the steps taken by some of the younger guys, yep. to really grow as people and as players and really help, like I said, our team grow forward. So I don't really try to focus too much on that personally. I know that that point production needs to occur in certain roles. So I'm going to put some pressure on myself, but at the same time, I'll put more pressure on wins and losses than I will.
He talks like he's an old guy. Like, come on. Like,
You're on this team.
Well, yeah, it's my birthday. I'm like 72 today. Marty. So, yeah, absolutely. So, feel like it.
This is where we do that trivia like we did a couple years ago.
Oh, who's older, Brian or myself? That is a trick question. But who's older? I'm asking you.
You guys the same age?
Yeah, see?
I'll take that as a win.
You win. I was like, we were at the Sabres.
Easy to get under his skin, huh?
Exactly. That we were at a Sabres golf tournament, the Sabres Foundation golf tournament. We kept asking people who's older. 90% of people said I was older than Duffer. And by the end of it, I just walked home. I was like, I'm done. Better hit the gym.
Okay. Now, this gentleman just had a birthday as well. Your head coach in Don Granato. Care to share how regularly you may be in contact with him? Does he check in regularly with you?
I've talked to him a few times this summer. I think he's going to be – I think he took his – like someone said it was his like first vacation in like 5 years not too long ago. That guy's been – I mean, like non-hockey, because I think he's done world championships and traveled all over for hockey. And he continues scouting and he's at the draft and everything. So I think it was really good for him, who's probably constantly thinking about hockey, to take a little bit of a break. But we did text not too long ago, and I think he's going to be in town to talk over and maybe do some video when he gets back into town. I've been excited for that and kind of started up with that. So
awesome.
He did show up at the 11-day power play and actually played full gear, half visor. He was a stay-at-home defenseman right in front of me. It was fantastic. And he showed up like halfway in the game. Like, people were like surprised. Who's that new guy? Oh, that's Don Granato. So it was fantastic.
How was the golf game? And any truth to the rumor that you kind of stole the show at Pat Coletta's event?
Not for me, but my group ended up winning Pat Coletta's event. I had to leave early before that was announced, but apparently I got some booze. All in good fun, but I had a couple really good players in my group. We somehow, I don't even know how, we finished like 13 under. It was raining a lot, so I don't think groups finished as well as they wanted to, but we luckily came away with a win, but it was not because of me.
What's the, you're out there on the golf course today. What should I expect if I see you? Big driver, soft hands around the green. What's your game?
Lately, my putting has been pretty good. That's about it. Everything else is...
Usually when nothing else works, you rely on putting. So I'll be careful out there.
Yeah, I've been liking the putter. That's about it.
If you had to choose one aspect that did work all the time, wouldn't it be putting? Because it's going to get you. It's going to end the hole.
I'm a flashy guy. I want to hit that bomb. Let's go.
Well, that's fun.
Yeah, but if you double every hole.
What's the saying, though?
Drive for show, putt for dough. I know.
Yeah, that's the only thing I did well last week was putt. That was it.
And you guys won, so you got the dough.
Something. Hopefully we got some good irons and good drives out of my group today, so we'll see.
Well, Team White has definitely taken on Team Red, so.
Yeah, good luck in the heat here with Team Red, because I'm sweltering in white.
It's better than Team Black. If I was wearing black, I'd be dying today. Holy cow, I'd be miserable.
You got the black shirts on. It would have been great to have the black shirt on.
Oh, I know.
So. All right, great to see you.
Good to see you,
I hope everyone's well in your family, and we can't wait for next month when it all gets going for real as far as...
Can't wait to see your mom and dad at a game so they can stop by the set.
Absolutely, absolutely. Definitely. Alex Tuck with us from the Sabres. We are at the Amherst Alumni Tournament and rolling on with Sabres Live right after this.
Mm-hmm. After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Should we divulge who actually is older, or do people now know?
We don't need to. The mystery is great.
Because I'm not on HockeyDB, to my knowledge, so it's not like they can do a quick
search. Probably. I will do a quick search, and I'm sure we can figure it out. But no, that's okay. Duffer,
yeah?
Today is my day. Let's just keep it at that. It's my birthday. Darn it.
Well, I will afford you the opportunity then to lead us off with best and worst of the weekend.
Okay, so best and worst, I'm going to go straight in with the World Juniors. We got a failed Michigan, which was the worst, and that was Logan Cooley, who has actually done that before at the under 18, whatever, where he comes around with the Michigan. He missed it short side, so if you're going to try it, you better get it. So that was the worst. The best was Kent Johnson with Team Canada, actually pulled it off and tuck it in to the short side, and the Selly was pretty good after that. So I'm going to say that's the best and worst. Somebody that got it, somebody that didn't.
Why'd you have to stick to hockey?
I was traveling this weekend, and I stayed in a hotel for 48 hours.
Wasn't that the worst?
So, no, because I got to spend some time with my daughter, and we watched, like, a bunch of movies, so that was great.
All right. Is she feeling okay?
She's feeling 100%.
Okay. That's good.
Yeah.
Now, I will say this. I have been part of a large group in this area of the world that is a pretty significant fan of the Goo Goo Dolls.
Okay.
Now, in recent years, you know, like, interest wanes a little bit. They're well-established. They've been around for decades. But I will say this. I was so pleasantly, I don't know, surprised isn't, I just, their latest album, Chaos in Bloom, came out on Friday. And just on the drive up here, I think it was just the order that my, you know, phone was shuffling in on the album. I don't think I was listening to it in the proper sequence. But it had three bangers in a row. And I would say this, like, that's not been the norm for the Goo Goo Dolls for a lot of years. And it's really great hearing Johnny Resnick just have an urgency when he sings. So now I'm that much more excited for when they come to KeyBank Center later this summer. So, and I also was finding a little bit of symmetry with the album title. You know, after all the chaos that the Sabres have been through, perhaps we're finally about to see it bloom. So Chaos in Bloom could be something to look forward
to. Chaos in Bloom, not just for the Sabres, hopefully. We saw the Bills get through it, and the Amherst get through it with the season they had last year. So that's let's put that on a poster. Chaos in Bloom. Let's go.
We can do that. As far as the remainder of your birthday, beyond this show, how do you plan to celebrate?
Well, this show, we golf, and then I'll head home. Not sure. I left very early this morning, 5:30, so the kids were not up. So I don't know what the kids have in store. So it's a big surprise for the rest of the day.
All right. Thank you, as always, for joining us here on Sabres Live. And don't forget, we have the special offer for the Bills Day presale going on through tonight. So make sure you check that out at amherst.com/Bills Day. We'll see you tomorrow.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.